We will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 25, The Characteristics of King Puranjana. Today, text 35. Ite sakyaya sakyo me, naranarya samanada, suptayam mai chagakti, Nākoyam palayam purim. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear gentlemen, all these men and women with me are known as my friends. And the snake, who always remains awake, protects this city even during my sleeping hours. So much I know, I do not know anything beyond this. Please repeat. My dear gentlemen, all these men and women with me are known as my friends. And the snake, who always remains awake, protects this city, even during my sleeping hours. So much I know. I do not know anything beyond this. Purport. Puranjana inquired from the woman about those 11 men and their wives and the snake. The woman gave a brief description of them. She was obviously without full knowledge of her surrounding men and women and the snake. As stated before, the snake is a vital force of the living being. This vital force always remains awake even when the body and the senses become fatigued and do no work. Even in the state of unconsciousness, when we sleep, the snake or the life force remains intact and awake. Consequently, we dream when we sleep. When the living entity gives up this material body, the vital force remains intact and is carried to another material body. That is called transmigration or change of the body. And we have to know this process as death. Actually, there is no death. The vital force always exists with the soul. And when the soul is awakened from so-called sleep, it can see the 11 friends or the active senses and the mind with their various desires, wives. The vital force remains. Even during our sleeping hours, we can understand that by virtue of our breathing process, that the snake lives by eating the air that passes within the body. Air is exhibited in the form of breathing, and as long as breath is there, one can understand that the sleeping man is alive. Even when the gross body is asleep, the vital force remains active and alive to protect the body. Thus the snake is described as living and eating air to keep the body fit for life. Iti sakaya sakyome naranarya samanada suptayam mai chagarti nahoyam palayam purim. My dear gentlemen, all these men and women with me are known as my friends. And the snake, who remains always awake, protects this city even during my sleeping hours. So much I know, I do not know anything beyond this. Om Ajnanati Mrandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Shaksar Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Chichitanya Manobistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svyam Rupakadam Yam Dadati Svapadantikam. Pandiyam Shiro Shiyuda Patakamlam Shirum Vaishnavam Sa Shirupam Jagatam Sankan Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parjanata Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sankana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandhu Tyatpate Gopesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanshna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvari Vishabana Sute Devi Pranamaya Hari Priye Vankha Kalapta Yubrasha Kipa Snabrivasha Patinam Pavan Bhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Hradadar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charuswami Iti Namini. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namini. Namaste Sarasvata Devi, Gauravani Pacharani, Nirvjas Nunyavadi, Paskachai Desatarani. So I'm happy to be once again in Radhadish. That's this year I was only a few days here. That I see many new faces, new generations of devotees are coming up. It's very encouraging. And she's Radha Gopinath, so beautiful. So with your blessings I will say something on this verse. So, Narada Muni relates here a story to Prachina Barishad, King Prachina Barishad, that who is the father of the all these sons who were doing. These were the thousands, what's their name, were performing the prashetas, were performing austerities in the water to please Lord Shiva. So Narada Muni, he meets King Prachina Barishad and he sees that the king is engaged in fruitive activities. And of course, Narada Muni's mission is to put everyone on a path of love of Godhead. So he was thinking, Narada Muni, I have to do something about it. And he starts to tell this story of Puranjana, a very old story. That Puranjana, who had an old friend, Avijñāta. Avijñāta means the unknown. So we are all in this this material world, and this is our story. That's not about some person. It may be about some person, but it's also our story, because Puran means the body, and Jana means a living entity, lives in the body. So we are all Puranjana, we are all living in the body. But this story of Puranjana describes the deep entanglement of all the Puranjanas in this world. And yesterday when I was on the train, I met an older person, well, not really old, he was 57, and I spoke with a man, and we had a friendly talk, and I don't know what inspired him to tell me all his life, but he was a super Puranjana. he was 70 years old, and he was from Brussels, and he met a nice lady who was on holiday there, a young girl, and they fell so cold in love. But then the girl was from England, from Birmingham, and she went back to England. Of course, he became so attached to the girl that he decided to go to England. He went to England with his bike. And then after the long drive, he arrived in Birmingham and found the girl. But then the girl said, "Oh, you were only a holiday friend. It was nothing serious." And the man said, I started to cry, and I was very affected by it. That was his first experience with the so-called love in this world. And then he got another girlfriend, and then he told me he came here in Radadish 20 years ago. He said they were serving snacks and so on in the income hall of the castle. We know it's 20 years ago that. And he followed with his girlfriend here a cooking course. And if they followed the cooking course, but during the cooking course, his girlfriend came to know some other man and became attracted to the other man. So he lost his girlfriend. Anyway, the story goes on like this. And then not a third, he said to me, I've been taken in a mental hospital. I'm suffering from depressions like anything. But then at the end, he told me, now I'm on my way to Hotton, that's not far from here, and I have a new girlfriend. So I was thinking, this is super Puranjana. Yeisam spaseyabo, ya, duka yone aivate, atyanta vantakante, natish, ramate buddha. The wise man, they know that this satisfaction from the senses, it's just a source of misery. But the Puranjanas, they are not learning them, that they are not becoming wise. That so Puranjana, he is being put in the forest of enjoyment. It is his fault. The body and the senses is his house. And he came into this world to fulfill all his desires he had. But still, he felt unsatisfied. So the same thing is there. Originally, we are servants of Krishna. And that's what we are. And we cannot go about it, or beyond that. It causes suffering. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita who we are. Mamayvam Shochi Velaki Shiva Bhuta Sanatana. We are an eternal part of Krishna, of the whole. So, and we have to play our part as a parcel of Krishna. If we don't play that part, then we cannot find satisfaction. But somewhere or another, we develop the desire to enjoy, to become enjoyer, which we are not. That the post of enjoyer is already taken. Krishna has this post. But to fulfill our desires, he had to bring us in illusion. Because we had to forget him. Otherwise, how can we enjoy? If the supreme enjoyer is there, we have to forget him. So we forget him, and Krishna gives us a body. This is in this allegory. It's described as the city of nine gates. And we get his body, and we think everything is all right. Very auspicious. That we have all these gates, these senses, we think we can become happy in this body. That If you ask people in the street, how are you today? That everyone said, all right, everything is all right. But nothing is all right. When you have a material body, you are in big trouble. But everything is all right, you see. That's the mind is so fixed on this conception that I am the body. And we change body in that way, one after another. That, and we forget again and again that. The body is decorated with so many desires. Desires we have developed in association with material nature. How did the desires develop? That is described in Bhagavad Gita, in the 17th chapter, Divisions of Fate, then the third verse. Says Satvana Rupa Sarvasya Shraddha Bhavati Bharata. These desires develop by association with material nature. Is that difficult to understand how they develop? Suppose someone comes in here, Shraddha Gopinath. And pujaris take a cake from the altar offered to Krishna and bring it in the middle here of the temple room. It's a wedding cake. And someone is going to cut the wedding cake. I think we all develop the desire to stay. No? But if you are in a room and with many people, and someone comes in and he has a bomb and he's going to throw the bomb, a terrorist, we develop all the desire to go out of the room. So this material, because this is all based on our conception that I'm the body. What's good for the body? We think, all right. What's bad for the body? We don't want. I was living in Mayapur for a long time. And 8 months I was there, most of the time. And in Mayapur, sometimes you have mosquitoes. And then a mosquito comes on your arm. So what do you do? We don't like it. Although there's a spirit soul inside, we don't like it because it's bad for the body. And one day I arrived in Mayapur and I saw a dog. You can say that's nothing extraordinary, many dogs in Mayapur. But this was a she dog, and I could see she was highly pregnant. A few days later, I was making a japa walk in Mayapur. And at a certain moment, I see many devotees standing around something. Being curious, I wanted also to see what happened. And I went to the devotees, and I saw first the same she-dog. She was looking a little with her head in the air, like she was proud. And then I looked beside the she-dog. There were five little dogs, and it's so cute. It's like wool, everyone wants to touch it. We like that. That's nice for the senses. So, and that's our mind. Let us know, yes, that's good and that's bad. Based on our experience, sensual experience, and then what's happening? Yes, we create so many desires by the contact of the senses and the sense objects in this world. Purasvarya prasaktanam taya parita shetasam tata vyafasayatmikabudir samadana vidyate. So if we are attached to so many things in this world, so many desires develop, and we cannot fix the mind. The mind is going from here to there. That's, I don't know if you have that, if you chant Hare Krishna, that your mind is not willing to focus on the Ma Mantra. Am I the only one? No, okay. So we have all a little the same disease. And by this disease, what's happening? Because this verse today is about the life force. Life comes from the soul, and the soul is captured into with two big coverings. The first is the linga sarira, of the subtle covering. The soul has two kinds of clothes. The soul has a subtle dress, underwear, and a gross dress. That the subtle dress, yeah, it's the mind, the intelligence, and the conceptions of life. All these desires we develop, they are stored in the subtle body. And as long as we have these material desires to fulfill, then what's happening at the time of death? Yeah. We are transported to the womb of our next mother. Then, Shrotvarsakshu Sparshnam Sha Rasnam Ghanam Eva Sha Distyamashyam Vishaya Upashivati. And we get a new body, a new ear, a new nose, eyes, all grouped around the mind, so that we can enjoy again in the future. That. So this story here of Paranjana is especially about the mind becoming attached to women. That we will see that King Paranjana, he gets a city of 9 gates, but then he's not yet satisfied. He cannot fulfill his desires fully. And then he meets this beautiful girl, that he comes in contact with a beautiful woman. And then, immediately, King Paranjana is losing all his intelligence. That the mind dominates and the desires of the senses to enjoy. That in the purport of a few verses before, Srila Prabhupada said there are two heroes. The first becomes a hero by working within the material energy. One tries to become a big businessman or become a famous artist or whatever. By hard working, then one becomes a so-called hero in this world. But there is another type of hero, and this hero is called the Gosvami, the one who has control over his senses and his mind. That the last weeks I've been traveling in many places, and I gave the same seminar on the Bhagavatam in Zurich, in München, in Prague, in Stockholm, in Paris. That this is a seminar based on a book written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this book is called the Bhagavatarka Marichimala. A mala, a garland of rays. That and in that book, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has 20 chapters, and each chapter has a certain subject matter. And he divides all these chapters in 3 parts. That Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. Sambandha, establishing our relationship with Krishna. Then Sambandha, Abhideya, practicing this relationship. And Prayojan, the goal, love of Godhead. And the only thing Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur does in that book is taking verses of the Bhagavatam, important verses, significant verses, and he puts them in a certain chapter which has a certain theme. So the book is only full of verses from the Bhagavatam, nothing else. It's not a book with commentaries, it's just verses from the Bhagavatam. And I analyzed certain chapters, and one of the chapters deals with symptoms of conditioned souls. And I spoke in my seminar on symptoms of conditioned souls. And another chapter in the Sambandha section deals with symptoms of fortunate souls or liberated souls. So my seminar was then about, I discussed these symptoms and then what to do and not to do to go from the condition to the fortunate state of pure devotion. But I went through this chapter of symptoms of conditioned souls. I read it again and again and again, the same chapter. And I started to realize this chapter is mostly about four things. Four symptoms of conditioned souls. And we find all these four things, four points in this chapter of the story of King Puranjana. The first symptom is, and that's the root cause, we have forgotten Krishna. This material world is a place of forgetfulness of Krishna. Everyone wants to forget Krishna. Because if you remember Krishna, you cannot be the enjoyer. So everyone forgets Krishna. And the second thing is the development of the I and mine. So in the story of Puranjana, he gets an apartment to live in with nine gates, which is the body. And he thinks, I'm the apartment, I'm this bodily construction. And he identifies with the mind and with the senses. And he develops a sense of mind. And we see that developing in this chapter, especially the heart knot between man and woman is one thing, this is my wife. And then it will expand later, these are my children, that conception grows like anything. So that's the second symptom of a conditioned soul, false I and mine. And then the third consequence of it, the third symptom is uncontrolled mind. Prahlad Maharaj says, Ananda Gopir, the uncontrolled senses. Ananda Gopir Vishatam Tamishan. When with controlled senses, Prahlad Maharaj is on the way of hell. And then the last symptom of a conditioned soul that I found in this chapter was that the conditioned soul wants to enjoy temporary fruits. And this is the forest of enjoyment, the forest of temporary fruits, which is this world, because nothing is permanent here. A very, very temporary. Like a story sometimes that I tell is my own story. Like about 42 years ago, I was a young man. I was 7 years old at the time. I was educated in the old Flemish language. And there was a Flemish culture at that time. Now the next generation started to educate their children in Dutch, Algemeen Beschaafd Nederland, Dutch. So they were educated in another language. Flemish language is a different language. So then all the old people that I knew at that time, they are all dead. Also my father, my mother died, even my brother died a week ago. So we see that everything is very, very temporary. So all the people that I knew 42 years ago, they are not there anymore. My culture is gone, my language is gone. That everyone speaks French there now. All the buildings changed. That everything changed. If I go there, nobody knows me. I'm a foreigner there. So sometimes I think, did it really happen? It looks like a dream. Because when we dream at night, then you wake up. What do you think about the dream? Do you think it's very serious? No, you think it was just a dream, an invention of the mind. But when you were in the dream, and you had a nightmare, and the tiger was going to attack you, you take it very serious. But then when you are out of the dream, you think, it was just a dream. It's an activity of the subtle body. The subtle body, yeah. But then, there is the... But one who becomes spiritually awakened, who comes to the point of understanding the reality, who is situated in goodness, who sees reality and who realizes reality, he sees this gross material life as just a dream. Because it's temporary. The subtle dream was temporary. The gross dream is also temporary. And the dream starts with taking birth in this material world. And the dream ends with death. And if our intelligence stays bewildered, like Paranjana, with the objects of sense gratification, then we move to the next dream. Because Srila Prabhupada in this purport said, the living entity does not die. He's captured in this linga sarira, in this subtle body, in this different airs, is a soul captures. We have yogis, they purify these airs by breathing exercises, as purifying the mind. But we forget who we are. Our knowledge is covered. Avitam jnanam etena jnanina nitya varina kama rupena kantya tuspranana lenacha. Avitam, covered. Our knowledge is covered. Jnanam etena means eternal knowledge, is soulless eternal knowledge. It's there, but it's avritam, it's covered. That. By what? Jnanina nityavarina, the greatest enemy, kamarupena, in the form of lust. And that's indriyana manobuddhir. There it's situated in the senses, the mind, and the intelligence that... So we are captured in this city of nine gates. And in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it's explained. What do we find? What is this city of nine gates? If we know the difference between the soul and this city of nine gates, or the soul of matter, then we are on a liberated platform, if we can realize that difference. We have the 10 friends, the working senses, the 5 knowledge gathering senses. Then you have the tanmatras of the 5 subtle causes for matter. That's sound, touch, form, smell, this And then you have eight elements: Bhumi, Rapa, Nala, Vair, Kama, Mana, Buddha, Revasham. Five growths: earth, air, ether, fire, water, and mind, intelligence, false ego, which is a subtle. That's, yeah. And then you have the soul. The soul, which is the 25th element. That so that's Sankhya. Sankhya explains the difference between matter and spirit. But to realize that, you need yoga. That because it's not just realized by just intelligence. That to realize it, one has to hear a lot. And that, therefore, the story of Puranjana. And we see then Puranjana, he meets this beautiful girl, beautiful woman, and he starts flattering her. That's the normal process of being becoming bewildered in this world. That Puranjana thinks I'm a powerful king, and he presents himself as a powerful king. And he promises his future queen the stars and the moon, the sun and the moon, and some stars also. That he tells her, "You are the goddess of virtue." So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, it doesn't matter whether the opposite sex is beautiful or not. One is so blinded by this attraction that yes, she is my soulmate, the one who I'm searching for, and life after life one thinks she is my soulmate, but it never happens. It turns always out very bitter. So mutual attraction occurs. This mutual attraction is described that
my tuna means sexual attraction. That
was already explained by that will be explained again by Prahlad Maharaj praying to Lord Narsingadev. That yamai tu nadi yameti sukamitucham kando yanena karo rifadukka dukkam tripriantine ake pama baudukka baja kando tivan manasyam visaita dira. Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands. Kriyamedis, so-called kriyastas who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness. Although actually it is a source of distress. The kripanas, the fools, who are just the opposite of Brahmins, are not satisfied by repeated sense enjoyment. Those who are dira, who are sober, can tolerate the itching and not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals. So, for those who are on the path of spirituality, the first thing to learn is to tolerate these senses, the so-called happiness and distress of the senses. Because one cannot avoid this happiness and distress. That sometimes one will be happy, sometimes one will be distressed. Tashai vaheto prayate tako vido talapyate yat pramatam yutar yata talapyate dukava anyata sukam kalnena sarvatra kabira ramasa. One should search for happiness which is not obtainable in this world. Not sensual happiness, real happiness, spiritual happiness. And what happiness of the senses and the mind is concerned? Sometimes one will be happy. The mind and senses will be happy. And sometimes the mind and senses will be unhappy. When you are born, then your happiness and distress is already fixed.
you cannot change much. Sometimes you will be happy, sometimes you will be unhappy, at least the mind and the senses. But making spiritual advancements means realizing I'm not this mind and senses in which this so-called happiness becomes manifest now, one after another. But to realize that, what should we do? That Krishna gave the essential advice right after Arjuna surrendered to him. That he said, he gives first the good news. Natvevam chaturin nasham natvam nemechanatma nashevna bhavishma sarva vayamataparam. He says to Arjuna, you are eternal. You, me, and all these kings have existed in the past and will exist in the future. We don't die, we are eternal. Good, the good news. Then the bad news comes. The inasmin chatade kamram chavnam charate tatadiantara praptirati astatranamudyati. So your body changes, you have a body. But you have to tolerate all these changes of the body. Matras parsistukantya situshna sukadukada ramapa inanityastan stiksasvarbharata. Tolerate like heat in the summer and cold in the winter. That's the process we have to tolerate. But where do we get this power to tolerate that? Tolerate this. That comes by chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By chanting Hare Krishna Ma mantra with great attention, that's the condition, great attention, in the early morning, around Brahma Muhurta time, and you chant for a couple of hours with great attention, you will get the spiritual power to not identify with the mind. It means you will not be so much affected by the miseries the mind proposes. That's, and there's another history in the Bhagavatam which demonstrates it. And this is the story of Jad Bharat. Jad Bharat, we know in previous life was Bharat Maharaj, and then became a deer, and then he became Jad Bharat. He understood, he was self-realized, and he wanted to stay aloof of everything in this world. And his family members found him useless for material life. And they gave him some rejected rice to eat, and he was giving the service to guard an agricultural field. And while he was guarding the agricultural field, that King Raugana came by, he was carried in a palanquin. King Raugana, he was the king of the state of Sauvira. Sauvira is not a small state. If you have in India, if you have Mathura, and you put a horizontal line on the map, then all the northern part up to the Himalayas, it was the state of Sauvira. That he was not a little king, not a small king. And he was carried in a palanquin with four palanquin carriers. But one of the palanquin carriers became ill and had to be replaced. And then the three other palanquin carriers went to search for someone who could be replace the sick carrier, the palanquin carrier. And they found Jad Bharat. They found Jad Bharat who looked very young and powerful. Just by spiritual effulgence, he looked very healthy also. And they asked him to carry the palanquin. And then Shad Bharat, he was helping, carrying the palanquin, but then he saw on the ground ants. And he was thinking, ants, living souls inside, I cannot trample on them because I will make new karma and new reactions. And while carrying the palanquin, he was trying to avoid the ants. And the palanquin, with the king, went up and down. And the king became a little disturbed. And he said, and he looked at backwards, the king, and he looked at the palanquin carriers. And of course, three of these palanquin carriers, they were sudras, they didn't care for the ants. But when they saw that the king was disturbed, immediately they said, it's not us, it's a new one, it's a new one, it's not us. And then the king was addressing King Chad Bharat. And he started to address him very sarcastically. He said, you are a very old man. Must be very difficult for you to carry this palanquin. But of course, Shad Bharat was just the opposite. He was looking very youthful, very strong. But anyway, they went their way, and Shad Bharat continued to avoid the ants. But then King Raghuna became really angry. And he said to Shad Bharat, don't you know who I am? I'm the king of the state of Savira. I will punish you very severely. And he started to chastise him with harsh words. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that Jad Bharat felt in his mind the pain entering of being harshly addressed. So we have here Chad Bharat is a pure devotee, but still he's feeling this pain entering his mind. But then Srila Prabhupada writes, by dint of his spiritual prowess, his spiritual power, he pushed away that feeling of being harshly addressed. This pain, he pushed it out of his mind. And immediately his mind was and his heart was filled with compassion, and he started to give transcendental knowledge to the king. So here we see that we cannot avoid all these material desires, unfulfilled desires, which are desires we had in the past but remained unfulfilled. They pop up in the mind. But by dint of spiritual power, if we don't identify with the mind, we can push that away. But our King Puranjana here, he was ignorant of the self, of the soul. And if one is ignorant of the self and thinks one is the body, then one important questions like who has created this world, that why are we suffering, why are we performing work in this world, it doesn't occur. That one is bewildered about one's future. Such a person in the Bhagavad Gita is called a Vimuda. Ukramantam stitam vapi bunchanam vakunam vitan. Vimuda nanu pashanti jnana shakshusa. Here it is said, one who doesn't know how he leaves his body and what kind of body he will get in the future, who does not know that this is happening because of his past actions and his tendency to enjoy. It's called the Vimuda. Vimuda nanu pashanti. If Vimuda doesn't see that, how this happened. Vimuda is a very strong word that Muda means as. Vimuda means super as. So there was once a book distributor in America, in the airport. He was distributing books. And then he came to an Indian person. And he wanted to present him Bhagavad Gita, but the Indian man said, I don't want to hear about Krishna. And then the devotee opened the book and said, then Krishna says you are a Vimuda. And the man became very disturbed. There was a police officer coming by and said, police, 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 he's calling me a Vimuda. The police officer said, Vimuda. Anyway, but Pashyanti Jnana Shakshusha, the one with knowledge, he can see all of this, how this happened. So the snake in this verse is the vital force of the body. It carries the soul together with the linga sarira, the subtle body, our conceptions of life, our mind and our intelligence to the next destination. And how does it move? To the movements of the air. That because when we are sleeping, still the breathing is going on. That's controlled by this life force. When there is no breathing anymore, it's finished. Question is of becoming spiritually awakened. And how does it happen? It happens sometimes because people become gradually pious. Or some meets a devotee, performs some unknown service to devotees, Ajnana Sukriti, and then gets the mercy of coming in contact with devotees or with Srila Prabhupada's books. That about becoming pious. I remember it was in 97, it must have been in 97, I was here with my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj. I was his servant in Radhadesh for a whole week. Quite intense, I must say. I was his servant. And then many devotees came to speak with my Guru Maharaj. And one of the devotees was my god sister Lala Samayi. Of course, my Guru Maharaj is a sannyasi, so he couldn't be alone with women. So I was with him when he met Mother Lala Samayi. And one thing I remember, that if I remember correctly, but Lala Samayi said to my Guru Maharaj, the discussion came on vegetarianism in one way or another, and she said to Bhakti Charu Maharaj, I became a vegetarian in 1973, Lala Samayi said. And my Guru Maharaj said, then you were a vegetarian before I became a vegetarian. So he was very straight, truthful about it, that I appreciate it very much. But by that, one becomes a vegetarian, first step, one becomes a little pious, and then one becomes more perceptive to receive Krishna conscious knowledge, to become attracted to it. And yeah. She had the fortune on a later age to come in contact with Krishna consciousness and to reach perfection in such a short time, factually. This gives us great hope that at least she left in Krishna consciousness. What do we have more to desire than this? This is the perfection of life. Thank you very much. Any questions? comments? Time for prasad. Very good. Shantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.